When I remember my father, I see lighthouses and waves and oysters. I smell fresh fish at Calpe's Puerto. I feel the salty taste of the sea in my nose because I didn't dive in time under the wave and swallowed water. I eat breadcrumbs dipped in a white wine that's been out in the sun for too long. I sit on my father's lap watching Jumanji on a screen in front of the sea. We're sat on a beach mat covered with wet sand. When I think of my father, I can smell the sea. Mostly it's the smell of sea salt. When I swallow water, I remember my father. The man from the sea who wasn't. He wasn't a sailor or a fisherman. He was a man from Madrid who liked to eat oysters in rundown bars. I always thought he lived in a lighthouse in a previous life. It's funny, when I think of him, most of the memories I have are related to elements from the sea, the Mediterranean Sea. Fish, salt, paella de marisco, our summers in Calpe, a small summer town near Alicante. I grew up in Madrid, and Madrid's closest beach is about 4 hours away, at least back then when the highways were not as good. I always felt a bit suffocated because it's bang in the middle of the country. When I was little, I would spend my school days daydreaming about summer, when I'd get to spend all day in the water and walk around in bathing suit and flip-flops. No uniforms, no coats, no socks, and other things I hated. When I was little, my parents would take turns putting me to bed. When it was my mother's turn, she would read me some stories. And when it was my father's, he'd take me to the lighthouse. The faro, in Spanish. His stories always took place by the lighthouse. Pepe's lighthouse. I can't remember much about Pepe other than that he had a lighthouse and he went to a bar to meet his friends and drink wine and eat oysters. He would go out fishing too. Oh, and he was friends with some sea creatures and non-sea creatures too, like Frankenstein. Frankenstein Jr., actually. On the days I didn't have school, my father would take me to his favorite bar for aperitivo before lunch. It was this small, narrow bar in our neighborhood in Madrid that smelled of tabaco, cigars, and oysters. We would stand at the bar. That's all there was, this little bar on the side. He'd order a couple of oysters for each of us, beer for him and mosto, grapefruit juice for me. There were a few old men perched on the bar smoking. You could smoke inside back then. And I remember they would serve oysters and maybe peanuts. That's it. And I was fascinated by those oysters. I thought they were like a mix of disgusting and mythical. I felt I was eating small, slimy, ancient creatures that would have been friends with Pepe the lighthouse man. It was really strange. The next time I had oysters, probably in my 20s, and I was in a very fancy French restaurant many, many years later. It felt so clean and, you know, probably passed all the health inspections, unlike Smokey Bar. But the funny thing is I got sick after eating oysters there. And since then, I've been a little bit squeamish. I think maybe I need to go back to that bar in Madrid, which unfortunately doesn't exist. But yeah, maybe that's the place to eat them. At some point, there were no more bedtime stories. I was older and those times were gone. Then my father would play one of his favorite pieces on our record player, Debussy's La Mer, the sea. There we go again with the sea theme. He said when I missed the sea, I could play that piece. He would describe how the waves would crash at certain parts of the piece and how the sea was so calm at others. In the summer, my favorite days were the ones with the yellow flag, which meant there were waves. But you know, it's the Mediterranean, so the waves were pretty small. But still, they felt huge when I was a child. I'd play with my father and he showed me how to swim into the wave before it crashed. We didn't always succeed, and many, many times we would tumble and my father would fall on top of me. And he was a big man. It felt like a huge rock fell off a cliff on top of me. Most days at 5 o'clock, we would go to a small port in Calpe to see the fishermen arrive with what they had caught. I loved it. It was really exciting because they would bring in all these carts filled with all types of fish. I found it fascinating. I would think of all the sea creatures and the lighthouse stories of Pepe. The eels were the scariest. I remember holding one when it was still twitching. Ugh. After we would welcome in the fishermen, that's how I felt about it. I don't know, it felt like we were, I don't know, greeting them or something, greeting them and their fish. After we did, we would have fish at home on our small little terrace in our apartment where we would stay. And we would overlook onto the sea and eat one of the fish my father tried to get a good price on or something. And my parents would drink white wine and we'd play dominoes. Then we would go to walk along the Paseo Marítimo, the seaside broadwalk, and buy leche merengada ice cream. We would sit on the beach on those long chairs that they rent, but at night they just stack them one on top of the other. So we would climb them and sit up on there and watch the waves crashing and eat our ice creams. On one of those evenings, he told me the story of the fisherman's dog. So the dog's owner went to fish one day and never returned. The dog waited for him to come back, and he would sit at the bay day after day, but his owner never came back. The dog never moved, and in that place, there's a statue in memory of the fisherman's dog. So this might be a very international story, I don't know, probably, or a very famous story I'm not aware of a very famous author. But my father said it was a local dog, but we could never find the statue. Summers by the sea in the Mediterranean will always remind me of my father. That smell of sea salt in the sea breeze. The smell of salty sweat after a swim. The smell that the orange ink of gambas leaves on the paper tablecloth after a meal by the sea. The smell of cheap table wine in casera, Spanish sort of lemonade, also on the paper tablecloth. The smell of wet sand on a beach mat watching Jumanji with the dark night sea behind us. The cigars and the oysters. The eels and fresh fish in carts at the port. All these sea-like smells remind me of my father. One of the last photos I have of him before he became ill is of him smiling in front of the sea after a long walk with my mother and I on the beach. The man of the sea who wasn't.